This episode of MMA Nuts is brought to you by
Tire Buyer. Buy tires online, get them shipped for free to an installer of your choice. Save 10% off with code MMA10.
NordVPN, get advanced security, internet freedom, and complete privacy. Save 73% off the 2-year plan plus 4 months free with code MMANUTS. Bulletproof Coffee, power your mind, fuel your body, and unleash your limitless potential. Save 20% off with code BPMMA20. Core Home Fitness, a line of unique home fitness equipment designed to provide intense and dynamic workouts. Save $20 off with code MMA20. Defense Soap, everyday soaps for everybody. Use code MMANUTS to save 15% off your order.
Hey fans, this is MMA Nuts episode 561.
561!
My name is Ingo Weigel.
Matt Griffith, MMA Show. By MMA fans, for MMA fans, walk the line between serious and ridiculous. It always feels weird when I do that and I don't hear the sound. But then I edit the show and then I hear the sound.
It's there, yes.
And then it has the effect, the correct effect. I miss the lazy boy popping it out. Mm-hmm. He's like, come on. That's old school. That you guys remember that? You win. You win the That's game right. of life.
Those were the days.
Yes.
I don't miss driving home at like midnight.
Yeah, no shit, right? Well, it was nicer when you were closer. When you're 10 minutes away,
yes.
That wasn't bad. But then a couple moves ago, and then it's 30 minutes, and then it's, I don't know,
like an hour 50. Almost.
It's kind of becomes unreasonable at that time.
Yes, yes. If we were recording during the day, different story. But, you know, I can't be drinking during the day. That's just not good for me.
Well, you could, but it's not super healthy.
I mean, really, I could, but
you
could
do whatever you want.
I can. True. Yes.
You're not the boss of me.
So, happy Easter. Happy belated Easter. Did you celebrate the birth of Jesus or rebirth?
I do that every day of the week, Ingo. And if you don't, that's blasphemous. Yes. I can't even say that with a straight face.
Yes.
Yeah. And then I want to just hit on the weather a little bit. So how about that weather? I'm out watching my daughter, who's a junior in high school, play soccer today, and it's fucking snowing. I have my goddamn snow pants, winter jacket, gloves, everything on. Like, this is the dumbest shit ever.
Fall in the Midwest. I mean, spring in the Midwest. Sorry. You don't know what you're going to get. It's like hot, cold, snow, sunny.
Yeah, it's supposed to be, I think.
It's going
to
be 80, 78 or something on the weekend.
Yeah, in a couple, 2-3 days, it's going to be like in the 80s. You know, we like these 50-degree swings within a couple of days. It's awesome.
It'll settle down. Like mid-May, I think things will start to be more, you know, the lows will be in the 50s and 60s, and the highs will be in the 80s, maybe 70s.
Hopefully. And then we'll get a blizzard. In May,
no more blizzards.
Yeah, I'm kind of done with all that shit.
I'm predicting a hot summer. I think it's gonna be really hot this year.
It's fine. I'm so ready.
Me too.
I got my makeshift pool to put up.
Nice.
This is year three. They usually last about 3 years, these fucking Intex pools. So we'll see. I bought a bigger pump for it this year. Gotta keep the fucking chemicals in line. I finally got it. That's the thing about having a pool. I don't think people understand, to get the chemical balance in line is a motherfucker, because there's so much shit between chlorine, pH, blah blah blah. Sometimes I'm throwing baking soda, sometimes I'm throwing chlorine, sometimes I'm throwing a little bit of jism in there. You never know what you got to throw in. Keep it clean. That's all I'm saying. you gotta fucking net it out. You gotta vacuum that motherfucker. You gotta scrub it with a brush every morning.
Mm-hmm.
Keep the algae out, pH down, pH up, algae out. Whatever. It's a lot of work.
It is a lot of work.
But it's nice to just get high as fuck and get in a raft and it feels like you're in a cloud. Like, what the fuck's going on, man? The clouds.
It's too bad pool season's only like 3 months here.
I know. We don't have it very long, but it's very enjoyable when it is.
It is. Yeah. I agree. Well, shall we talk about the weekend of events? I don't want to talk about the UFC, but
not really.
We can if you want to.
I just want to talk about the illegal blow that I saw.
Oh yeah,
in that heavyweight fight, which
elbow.
I'll play it. Yeah, because I want to know. Is this accidental or intentional? Because a lot of people debating this one. I'm not going to share sound. So here we go. It's the heavyweight fight. So is that
it's pretty intentional.
It's like that. I mean, it's clearly a downward elbow, right? But
I mean, how is it accidental when Hardy wasn't even moving, right? So I don't know.
Barnett,
not Hardy. Barnett. Hardy?
Yes. No, not Hardy.
Not Hardy. Barnett. Sorry. I think they ended up going to the scorecards on this, right? Because it was so far
along. Yeah, because he ruled it accidental. So he didn't get DQ'd. Mm-hmm. And then the debate was like all these other fighters are looking at going, well, should I just throw an illegal blow if I know I'm up on the scorecards just to get this fucking thing over?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't know if you want to roll dice. I don't feel comfortable with that because what if they rule intentional? And mm-hmm. That's a straight DQ and you've lost a fight you were winning. There's no need to do it.
Yeah, I think it looked intentional, but, you know, who am I to judge?
I was going to say, I think the refs are just so afraid, right? So it's like they always play hands off. Every time they see an illegal blow, it's always, oh, that was accidental. Why don't we just say every rule or every time when there's a foul, it's intentional. Point off, DQ. Because in this fight, I think they were saying that Barnett, and he also said that to his corner, that he had a broken rib. So there was no way he was going to continue that fight. It was like, I can't fucking see anything. Like, how many fingers am I holding up? I see 17 toes. Like, I don't know. I'm fucking done. The doctor's going like, yeah, his eyes are all fucked up, man. And he doesn't want to fight them that way. Mergliata is just like, I don't fucking know. Looked accidental to me. No problem here.
It's going to go to the judges.
We're going to go to the judges' scorecards.
Yes. You know, Bellator had its own share of dramatic events in the heavyweight Grand Prix final.
Oh, I mind melded already. You're me now.
With Vadim Nemkov versus Corey Anderson, there was I'm assuming we can play this. I'm going to show it to you. I'm curious your thoughts on this one. Intentional, unintentional. What? Oh, it's taking me to the tweet. That's fine. So apparently he was trying to throw a strike and accidentally headbutted him. Anderson did.
It's like the old school UFC. Oh, that looks. It looked like he was trying to headbutt his shoulder, but he fucking headbutted himself. Right?
I mean, that cut opens immediately. It's blood. They stopped the whole thing. It was just nasty, brutal. You know, unfortunately, it was ruled a no contest. So.
I was going to say it looks accidental, but totally his fault because he reared up like he was going to drop the head and it looked like that he was trying to aim for the shoulder. I don't know why you're fucking headbutting his shoulder because that doesn't sound legal either.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. I think there needs to be less rules. I think this is where it all goes back to, right? Just make all strikes legal. Why do we have to have these stupid protections? You saw that elbow to the back of the neck. Super effective, apparently.
Mm-hmm.
Ended the fight. And this fight, the headbutt. That's old school UFC. That's like, what? Mark Kerr, Mark Coleman type shit.
Mm-hmm.
They'd fucking get you down. I like knees to a grounded opponent. Mm-hmm. So you can't fucking play games. Like,
I'm all about it.
I'm old school. I want to see more strikes, and then you have less bullshit happening, and no way to hide when you're in there.
Nope. Got nowhere to hide, man.
Yeah, I'll show you this hot picture of one of the UFC fighters from the fights over the weekend. I like them apples.
Damn, that nose is. Oh Jesus, I just like noticed those. The teeth.
Well, she said she hasn't had those teeth for like 4 years, so. I feel like it's a hockey player fighter picture or whatever you want to call it.
All right.
But it's hot, Ingo.
You can stick some things in that.
You sure could. A couple of bananas. Hey, I ain't falling for no banana in a tailpipe.
No.
I bet I know a couple ladies who would fall for a banana in a tailpipe, though. I'm just saying.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the kind of party chicks.
Party chicks.
They like to party.
Yes.
Kind of chicks that would do two guys at one time. Or wait. One girl, two girls, one guy.
Mm-hmm.
Something like that. There's an Office Space reference in there. I can't quite get it right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, two chicks at the same time. What would you do if you had $1 million?
There you go. Thank you. That's now it. You get it.
I'm like, wait. I had to work backwards. I'm like, wait, yep. I know what he's talking about.
So. You got to work back. Sometimes you got to go in reverse to go forward. Yes.
Also happening over the weekend, yes. Ex-Bellator champ Will Brooks wins his fight, fastest of his career in 19 seconds.
Play it.
A grizzly leg break. Let me show you, Mr. Matt.
Turn your sound on so I can hear it.
You want to hear the...
Fuck yeah. I want to hear this.
Hold on. He wants to hear the sound. Hang on.
Because I want to hear the whole clip because there's something else going on in there too.
There we go. Ready?
Yep.
Our main event. Here we go.
They're squaring up. You know, looking all right.
Right away. Rafael comes out setting a tone.
The man in the white shorts, his legs look a little skinny.
Kick and punch.
And
Will's hands high. Last time he was
up. Oh no!
Ill Will Brooks.
Yeah.
Keep going. Play it some more. Because I want to hear how the ref describes the win or the announcer.
The announcer?
Yep. Listen to this. You got to rewind it about 5 seconds.
There we go.
Will's hands high. Last time he was out. Oh, no!
Ill Will Brooks wins in style.
Huh? wait a second.
Main event.
In
Here we
style.
Go.
He won in style. What kind of style is this?
Break. So you checked that. I don't even think you checked that. It just did broke. Not. So that's how you win in style, right?
Mm-hmm.
Huh. Okay.
Looking sexy. He was looking so sexy.
He knew he fucked up, but he's like, I'm stuck now. So I guess I'm just going to say in style. Okay, dude. Okay. Great. I don't think you should even celebrate that win. Oh my God.
Didn't we see him fight in Wisconsin?
Mm-hmm.
Right?
We saw him fought in those local shows. That would have been like, what, 2010? Maybe 10, 12 years ago.
Yeah.
We were doing all the local scene, you know, going on tons of local fights because our instructor was at Jonatus Navias, was fighting. He was in Strikeforce for a minute, and then we were following him fight, and then just going to some of the local shows because they wanted us to come. Like, oh, please come to our show, and blah, blah, blah. And that we also got to see Fallon Fox fight in one of those shows. And that was the show that HBO Real Sports was covering her in her fights against other women when she was previously a man. And shouldn't be fighting fucking women at all because she also hid that fact for a while. So that was weird. I'm like, oh my God, like what is going on? I think she crushed the woman she fought that night too.
Crushed her.
Like, oh my God, this is a man fighting a woman at that time. Like, holy shit, this shouldn't be happening.
Should not.
To say it's like the way sports should work, it's based on chromosomes. What are your chromosomes? That's where you should be categorized.
Mine are ZZ.
That's hot. Well,
double Z.
Oh, you're double Russian?
Yes.
Careful.
Can't say that.
No, you don't want to be that. So that's going on. Let me see.
What else is happening?
Probably talk about our sponsor, Manscaped.
Yes.
Hey, fellas. Oh, fellas. Have you started spring cleaning yet? Carpets need cleaning, the drapes need dusting, and your lawn needs mowing. Mine definitely does. Spring has sprung, and the global leaders in below-the-waist grooming have the best tools for cleaning aisle 5 in your pantalones azules. I'll go blue this time instead of black. because you felt a little bit uncomfortable last weekend. That's okay. Time to clear out your winter bush and join the other 4 million and two men worldwide who trust Manscaped by going to manscaped.com/MMANuts for 20% off plus free shipping.
That's correct. And the start of spring also marks the start of testicular cancer awareness month in April. What's happening? We've reversed roles.
I know.
Manscaped has partnered with the Testicular Cancer Society to bring awareness to testicular cancer, men's health, and early cancer detection. You know, testicular is a hard word to say. Manscaped is committed to raising awareness for the most common form of cancer in men aged 15 to 35. So we're in the clear, Matt. And giving support for fighters, survivors, and families impacted by testicular cancer as part of their We Save Balls initiative.
That's what it's
all
about.
You can smell oh so fresh and so clean this spring and check yourself before you rickety wreck yourself.
You get 20% off plus free shipping at manscaped.com/MMANuts. That's 20% off plus free shipping at manscaped.com/MMANuts. It's time to throw out your old hygiene habits and upgrade your life.
That is correct.
Like making it happen. Manscapes.
Yep.
So the other thing I saw, this was interesting. So Jakar Close, UFC fighter, he claims he's still reeling from the Jeremy Stephens shove. Remember they had that weigh-in and Jeremy shoved him and the guy got all fucked up. They couldn't fight. So the guy was saying, he's like, the damage was done. I'm still not 100% from that. Something I'll probably need surgery on eventually. I told myself if I have to get surgery, I'm just going to call it quits. And I'm trying to manage it and do the therapy and all that. I did think that it was going to be the end of me. I was having really bad headaches dealing with my neck issue. It is something serious. When I saw that doctor, he talked to me about fusing my neck, and I didn't want to hear that. I want to go out on my terms. I don't want to go out with a doctor telling me I can't do this. It was a herniated disc, C6, C7. As soon as it happened, my whole arm went numb. And later that night, things weren't right. And I woke up. I couldn't even open my eyes. A real bad headache. And there's a lot of other stuff that I'll probably say when I'm done fighting. But he's talking about the UFC. They pay me, so I will keep my mouth shut. They ended up giving me my show money, but they never said anything to me. To me, it's kind of ridiculous. You really fucked me up. I remember driving home from the fight and I was crying. I don't know why I was crying, but my head was so messed up. It's a business for them. They don't care. It's all numbers for them. And when I'm gone, someone else will be in my spot. So my question is, can you really get that fucked up from a shove? And what's the UFC's liability and all that?
I mean, I think you could if you consider... there was a podcast we listened to a while back, I think 5-6 years ago. Some CTE specialist was on the Rogan podcast talking about how it doesn't take much to jar the brain. I think
especially when you're like dehydrated, right?
Yeah. So I think getting shoved and being like whiplash in a sense could certainly, when you're not ready, could certainly cause injuries. But I question on, I mean, I don't know. I feel like maybe this was a pre-existing condition, perhaps, and it was exacerbated by said altercation. Using big words.
Yes. Ex-masturbated. Yeah. Holy shit.
So I don't know. I don't know. This sounds like a workman's comp claim, Matt, is what it sounds like to me.
100%. Oh, God, I was working out and fucking the weight fell off the bar, hit me in the foot. I'll never play the piano again. Like, what are you talking about? Like, I don't know. C6 through C28. Fucked up, man. It's all Jeremy Stephens. He's the hardest pusher in the UFC. Like, I don't get it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know. I think the UFC should just give him a little money and say, hey, here's 50 grand. Shut the fuck up. But maybe they just don't care. Well, obviously, they're cost-cutting. They don't give a shit. But I still don't. I don't buy the story. I don't buy you got that fucked up. And that's probably why the UFC is just like, go fuck yourself.
Right.
So anyways, what else has happened?
Well, rumor around the campfire is John Jones is due back this summer and they are offering him Stipe Miocic as a potential opponent for UFC 276 happening sometime midsummer. What are your thoughts?
Well, it's curious fight because John hasn't fought in over 2 years, and Stipe's got to be close to a year. And and the weird thing is, everyone, and probably I think it was mostly Dana White, just like, fuck off, Stipe. He hasn't been talking about it at all. And I think this is a, I always thought this matchup was terrible for John Jones. Like, you don't want him to fight Stipe. And you definitely don't want him to fight Stipe on 2.5, let's call it 2.5 years by the time they, if this happens. I think they were talking late summer or early, I'm not sure. Sometime this summer, let's call it that.
276, I think it's July-ish. Late July, early August.
So I think John's going to lose that fight. I know Stipe's been out for a while, but
he's tough.
I don't like John's chances because Stipe's probably going to be the faster fighter, probably going to be the lighter fighter, because I think John is just thinking, I got a bulk, I got a bulk. And I think the only difference maker will be for John is if he decides to go back to his roots when he used to do all the takedowns and fucking ground and pound people. Because there's not many people at heavyweight. I mean, Curtis Blaydes, when I'm thinking about who is dominant at wrestling in the heavyweight division, it's like Blaydes, right? Who's going to take you down and fucking ground and pound you? Can John still do that? Maybe, but he got so far away from that. Someone had posted... Well,
Stipe's a Division One wrestler, I think, isn't he?
So yeah, but do you really expect John to take you down? That's the thing. I think people forget about his wrestling pedigree because he hasn't done it in a while. Uh-huh. Like, yeah, he took Cormier down, but primarily he's just been doing his stand-up and trying to beat you at what you're the best at. Because he's like, I'm bored with just being me. I want to beat you at your strength. I want to fight you at your strength. Which is like the dumbest method ever. And he wasn't even getting, he wasn't finishing people. You need to finish these fucks if you want to consider yourself the greatest of all time. So I'm going to, and I fucking hate Stipe. Okay. And I think that's well documented. And it, once again, no reason behind it. Maybe because he's got the flavor of white paint on my walls. That's the personality this mother jammer has. Nice guy, great guy, but I fucking hate him.
He's a hell of a guy.
He's a hell of a guy, but I fucking hate him. Okay. And that's most champions or former champions. I don't know. I always like the underdog, and I don't even know who to root for in this fight, but I'm going to pick Stipe, unfortunately. Yeah. So that means John Jones will win.
No. Can't have that.
How do you feel about that, this fight and everything?
I don't know. I like John's chances. It's hard to know what we're talking about here because he hasn't fought in so long, and he's not fought up in this weight class. My concern is that he's taken the Frank Mir approach to the heavyweight division, which didn't go well for Frank. So get just bulking up, because now you have like more weight. Your body's used to lighter weight. The mechanics are different. You know, you're going to get tired quicker. We saw that happen to him before. So it's like, I don't know what's going to happen. And Stipe can take punishment. So I feel like this goes into the later rounds, and I want to say that I can easily see Stipe winning a decision, but I can't see John finishing him. So it's like, I don't know.
Well, that's the other thing you got to take into account, which I don't, is that John's got a good chin.
He does.
You know? So him moving up the heavyweight, he'll probably still be able to take a good shot, but Stipe is pretty fucking quick at heavyweight.
John with the, does he still have a good chin after all that?
I don't know. Do they even test for that anymore? If it's John, they won't probably don't.
No.
But I think this is also Dana White saying, well, motherfucker, you've been out of the sport for 2+ years. I'm going to give you an unfavorable matchup to come back on, because Stipe is not an easy fight for anybody at heavyweight.
No,
he's not. He was a fucking champ for a reason. As much as I didn't respect it, he was a champ. So
he was solid. I agree.
Yep.
So we'll see. We'll have to dissect this one as it gets closer, because I need to see some footage of John. I need to like understand what's happening and all this.
And you know, who's he even training with? Because then fucking Jackson's kicked him out. So I question the level of his training. And once again, going back to all this powerlifting and like you're saying, putting all the mass on, cardio is probably not going to be there. They should probably make it a 3-round fight, but they have a hard on for making it 5 rounds, especially heavyweights. It makes no sense. So
three
should be for heavyweight.
I would even say for heavyweights, that's non-title fights, 2 rounds.
I'm fine. Or make the rounds shorter. That's the other thing. I'd say if you want to do 5 rounds, make them 3 minutes.
Yeah.
Not fucking, ooh. I couldn't even imagine doing 5 5-minute rounds. Are you fucking kidding me? I got about 10 seconds of cardio. So fuck faces. Like 5 fives is terrifying. It's that's why
the glory is exciting because it's short rounds and they just go for broke, you know.
Yeah, like, they don't like clinching. Like give you about like 0.5 seconds of clinch and there's no action, we break you up. Mm-hmm. It's action all the time. So you gotta appreciate that. So like there were a couple of fun KOs I saw. Let me share these with you.
Yeah.
I don't know who this is, what this is. I don't know if it even shared sound, but let's see.
Oh, damn. He got all of that one.
Yeah, he sure did, right? It was like a flying cartwheel.
That's what he gets for putting his hands behind his head, dummy.
Yeah.
That was just not very smart.
Holy fuck. That didn't work out so well. No. Holy shit balls. I got one other one. This is Roots of Combat. He's posting all these great. Well, this one, we're going to need all the sound on because holy fuck. I haven't seen or heard a good one like this in a while. So we'll do some sound. It's always hard to gauge what the view is because I know what my screen is, but then when I see the playback, it's way different. So here we go. Oh! I got a super loud. Oh, you got every angle of this, by the way, too. And then slow-mo. Oh my god, it sounds like a whip cracking out of
that was
KO.
That was pretty nasty. That sounds like one of those I don't know what they're called, but the little
The clacker between like when the 10 seconds are left.
Yeah, it's like clink. Yep.
And look how out of it she is. Like she was so like, hello, darkness, my old friend.
She got shut off. Her eyes are black.
Oh, fuck.
Pretty nasty.
Brutal.
That was a good one.
I'm so hard right now. I like a good knockout. Mm-hmm. It's like napalm, Mingo. I'm just saying. What else is happening out there?
Well, another fight announcement. Alexander Volkov is going to fight Yair Rosenstruck at UFC Fight Night on June 4th. That could be fun. That sounds like a good one. Heavyweight matchup of epic proportions.
That should be 10 minute rounds.
I didn't know this until I was reading about this, but I forgot Volkov has fought like 50 times. It's like ridiculous.
Oh my god,
times he's fought.
That's crazy. You know,
so and Rosenstruck only 15. So I mean, I don't know who picked this one, but
when you say Volkov, I just remember him and Derek Lewis, where Volkov is winning the entire fight, and then Lewis throws like a Hail Mary at the end of the fight and fucking KOs him.
That was bad.
Oh man, that's brutal. I'll pull this one up. So this is always fun. So almost 12 years ago to the day, we had a little shenanigans happen. Remember this one?
Oh yeah, the brawl.
Yeah.
Where are they now?
A little strike force mayhem, getting jumped by the entire Jake Shields, Nick Diaz, Nate Diaz, Gilbert Melendez.
This is ridiculous.
This is ridiculous.
Gus Johnson on the mic with his purple makeup and lipsticks.
Yeah,
but we like it. It's good for ratings.
All right. Sometimes these things happen in MMA. A lot of testosterone.
That's the best line ever.
Gentlemen, we're on national television.
Like they give a fuck. Gus Johnson. So what? Fuck you.
We are going to step away right now on CBS. Back right after this.
That was always my biggest problem. I'm like, what? There's a brawl and you're going to step the fuck away? I don't care if we're on CBS. Gentlemen, we're on live TV. We're on live TV. Like they care. And I think I want to say Mayhem got the worst of all that. And it wasn't was Jake Shields has just got the win. Mayhem goes into the Octagon or the Strikeforce ring to challenge Jake for the title. And then everyone got offended, like, this is not your time to talk, Mayhem. And then they all fucking jumped him. And he got the worst of it by getting his ass beat and suspended. I think everyone got 3 months at the end of that. But I feel like that just set Mayhem on this road of
debauchery.
Action. Yeah. I don't even know where I think he's in jail now. Or if he's not, he's probably on his way there. It's unfortunate because he was always a fun character to watch. And he had legitimate skills. I think he was really good in Strikeforce, and before that, before he got to UFC, it feels like when he got to UFC, didn't quite work out. And then there was him and Bisping on the Ultimate Fighter show as coaches. And there's always that clip, and hopefully I can find it and post it, where, remember, Bisping won the one challenge. He jumped up on the table. He's celebrating. Yeah. And he slips and skull fucks himself. Yeah. On the concrete. That was the best. Like, oh, no. Yeah. Fuck, man. Old school. Mm-hmm. What else is happening out there?
The rumor around the campfire is Nick Diaz might be coming back here shortly. That's the only other news I have. It's unconfirmed, like when, how, or what, but he's due. So they're saying, how do you feel about it?
I'm twisted on that one because his last performance didn't look like he was fight ready.
Nope.
But he was also out of the sport for like 5+ years. He took that literal first time that he got tried by whatever the Vegas tribunal and whoever that crazy witch was that was told him, I think he needs a 5-year ban. Mm-hmm. I think he needs a lifetime suspension, and it ended up being a 5-year ban, unfortunately. But yep. I think his best days are way behind him. But if he needs money and he wants to fight, let him fight. The question is, who do you let him fight? I don't know at this point. I don't know who's been around long enough that, well, I would like to see him fight Conor McGregor. I think that's the fight. My brother, I want some kind of bad blood, but I think Conor is a fucking joke at this point, too. Because it's trying to find, like, who do you want to see Conor fight anybody? If it's not a Diaz, I don't think I want to see it. Maybe that's where I'm at.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I like Connor. That could work out. I don't know. You could run back the Anderson Silva fight.
I think kidding. Anderson's got way more in the tank.
You think so?
Yeah, I do.
He's like 47 years old, though, isn't he?
It doesn't matter. I think Anderson still wins.
Okay.
I think Anderson was on a lot of gear that people probably don't want to admit. He was on some shit, for sure. Because he got flagged for it, too, at some point. He tested positive for something, so.
The dick pills.
Yeah, well, dick pills and, like, performance-enhancing pills. So I'm going to show you some weird shit. This doesn't make sense. So riddle me this. How does this make sense? You got this big, strong motherfucker.
What?
Does that make sense? This big motherfucker doing a backflip?
That looks fake. Are you serious?
I know, doesn't it?
It does.
Is he on wires?
Like, I think they edited out some wires. There's no way.
Look at the height he's getting. No, he's got like a 6-foot vertical right now.
No way. No way.
What the fuck?
There's wires involved.
He looks like he's got a fake left leg too. Because this leg looks skinnier than the right. I don't know what's going on here.
There's no way.
Looks like maybe that's why he's got the hops, because he got a prosthetic. Go fuck yourself. There's no way that's real. That is too high. That's too high. I want to do a backflip right now.
Mm-hmm. Don't do it. No.
Oh, fine. Okay. So I saw we were talking about Joe Lowe's on before the show. Apparently, he tweeted this out. He says, so this is the thing now. So apparently, Joe Lowe's on has an OnlyFans. I thought this was for the ladies, Ingo.
I think it is.
crushed it at the last fight. Look, I don't think he knows what he's doing. I don't know if he's trolling me or what.
I don't know. Did you subscribe? Maybe they're nudes. I have no idea.
That's not my, what do you want to call it? Bag of tea, can of worms. I don't know. It doesn't feel right. Whatever he's doing, it's not right. But he's got a OnlyFans. I'm just saying, but I'm not. So if we're going to talk about OnlyFans, let's talk about Paige VanSant.
Please.
Did you know she likes the color gold?
I did not.
Yeah. I mean, hey.
Hey now.
Let me click on that and go a little full screen. Oof.
That's nice.
Yeah, good on her.
Mm-hmm.
You got to appreciate ladies like that. Did Agreed. I stop sharing? I can't you tell did. Anymore.
You okay. stopped sharing.
Great, because everything just got small and I can't find anything.
Mm.
That's bad.
Okay.
I got closed windows and put my pants back on. My pants on low.
What are you doing? We're live broadcasting. So you can have that later. Take it easy.
Okay. Fair enough. We'll keep on that Paige VanSant fan. So she posted this other thing called Fire and Ice. I don't know what this is about. It's just like blah blah blah. So here's her and her buddy.
Yeah.
And nice. And I'll just say, if you look around, you can see her buddy. She got some
stuff.
Yeah, there's some stuff, and I don't know how to describe the stuff, but I think meaty is the word to use.
It's like one of them corned beef sandwiches.
Mm. Yeah, it's like, I'm trying to think. It's almost like if you had two speed bags hanging between your legs.
Nice.
And you're not a male.
I'm interested.
Yeah. I'm just saying.
Speed bags are fun.
Yeah. Look back through. Let's do a little tweet a week. We have two options. And let's share this. So this guy is Dean Norris. He says, a good reason not to cheat on your spouse, especially if you die first. Whore.
Oh my god, that's fantastic.
So you got that one, and we got one more. Let's see what this one is. I don't even remember. Oh yeah, fuck yeah, this is a lifestyle. Fucking Super 70 Sports, the official aftershave of it's 1973, and I'm either getting laid this weekend or I'm going down swinging with the hiya karate, motherfucker.
That's awesome.
That was, you could ask any of my buddies in college. That was my college lifestyle. It's like, I'm either fucking getting laid or I'm beating the shit out of someone tonight. It was always not pleasant, probably, to go out with me on any given night, because that was my motto. It's like, I'm either getting laid or I'm getting into a fight. Like, oh, Jesus. Now I look back at that going, that couldn't have been fun. That had been terrifying for all my friends.
No.
Moving right along, let's do a little Ask the Nuts.
Okay.
So Jake Paul is now calling out Michael Bisping for a fight.
Mm-hmm.
So he's going after those retired, disabled, fucking one-eyed fighters. So what do you think about that?
I don't know. Mike could comment on that, I think, today. Was saying that, you know, he's not uninterested, but he's very happy in retirement. I don't know. I think he could box him up a little bit. And I mean, if we're talking a couple $1 million, he might end up doing that. I'd be interested to see it. I don't know.
What commission's going to clear him, though? Because everyone clearly knows he only has one fucking eye. Okay. Eye patch match. Each guy's wearing a patch over the eye.
Perfect.
Fair fight, then.
I'm in.
Then, yeah, 100% I'm in. Because I want to see Jake Paul try to, with his depth perception at that point.
Mm-hmm.
Mike says he has a problem with that all the time. So he has to kind of gauge the depth first and then can strike. Because I don't know how many UFC fights he said he had so many problems. So it's pretty impressive when you think how we knocked out Luke Rockhold, because he couldn't gauge the depth. And he fucking got the KO.
He did.
So good on him.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'll let me pull this one up. This is a share the screen kind of question. And name a fighter you defend like this.
Always. Oh, God. It's probably BJ Penn.
Yeah, I hear you.
Yeah.
I don't know if I defend anybody that much. Because I can hear the criticism for whatever fighter and go that I like and go, I get it. Like Rich Franklin, what's his criticisms? Never beat Anderson Silva, could never beat Southpaws when he was a Southpaw. Like, fair. Mm-hmm. He was always a five-round fighter and always troubled to fight anything less because I always felt cardio helped him. Five rounds were always his friend. That's about it.
Anderson Silva, not his friend.
No, it was so bad for his health. Mm-hmm. And you have any knowledge for this week?
I do. I have two things. So I was browsing Zillow the other day because I was doing a little house shopping, comparing, seeing what's out there. My mm-hmm. parents are looking to move, right? And yep. I found this, and I'm curious if... Wait till you see it. Do you notice anything weird about this photo?
Where's the dildo? That's what I'm waiting for. Where's the dildo?
You're close. You're in the neighborhood.
I don't see it. Just point it out and show me.
There's a. Can you see my mouse?
Yep.
What does that say right here?
Oh, welcome to Pound Town.
I thought that was kind of funny. And someone
where's the mirror on the ceiling? If you're gonna say welcome to Pound Town.
Yeah,
there better be a fucking mirror.
So there's that, and then the other thing I have is,
yeah,
this is your average karaoke session if you are Korean. Are you ready? Here you go.
Oh Jesus, is this Bobby Lee? Is this dick and asshole out?
Nope, he's doing a little karaoke, doing a little dancing. I can't include the audio because I'm assuming it's copyrighted.
Yeah. For sure, he's doing the worm.
He's doing the worm. But no, we are not done yet, sir, because there is more. There's another man who's got the skills to pay the bills. There he is. He's not to be outdone. Here he goes. Who's more impressive? Number one?
Of course, number one. It's all about...
Or number two?
Well, number two is always good, but number one is the best. It's all about the Chris Farley body and the athleticism.
Yeah, quite athletic for a fat guy, but thought that was funny. What are you at?
I have this little routine, which I don't know what the hell's going on here. But
what is happening? It's going to split the board. Uh-oh.
Wait, watch this. This is quite the routine. I don't know who these guys are, but it's like a minute 30 action. And they're like, next guy comes out. This guy's about ready to throw down, kicks whatever he has, breaks it, and then breaks him in half. This is live action.
This is pretty good. This is well done.
And then, like, fucking get off. Next guy. I don't know what he has. It almost looks like a cinder block.
It's like a cinder block, yeah.
Oh! Does some alien shit through his body. Like, what the hell? The end gets bananas whenever this happens. What the fuck is going on?
Oh, this is pretty good.
Oh, his head is heavy.
Very well done.
This is what is bananas, this part. See, there's a big candle, a couple other fighters against him. Goes a blow on the candle.
The whole thing.
Fuck the
whole how do they
set.
Do this?
Because there's a bunch of guys dressed in all black.
Using the force. I like it.
That's what it's all about. You got sometimes you gotta use the force.
You have a lot of tabs.
Seriously. So it's all about. If you don't have a lot of tabs, you ain't living your life right.
I guess that. I like it. That's it?
Yeah, I think that's it.
Shut it down. That has been this week's edition of MMA Nuts. My name is Ingo Weigel.
Matt Griffith, thanks for playing.